Obviously, not a great night in terms of from start to finish, really.
No, it wasn't pretty, was it? As a game, never going to be, really, given the conditions that you were encountering. And it was a very frustrating night. I didn't think there was... we were under a huge amount of duress in the game for large periods of the game, but played potentially second half in the wrong parts of the pitch twice when we took the lead. We gave soft turnovers and penalties off kickoffs, not clearing our lines, which is what you want. And credit to Sale. We're massively frustrated. I think as you'll see, the first penalty in open play outside a set piece in the whole match to us came in the 79th minute. Which is pretty spectacular, but that's something you have to deal with on the night, and you credit them for massive discipline.
I know the conditions made obviously stop the running rugby, but it's difficult to remember a Quinn's team that didn't have, that all had so few chances to actually score a try. I'll get near their try line. You hit the ribble.
Credit to Sale for the defence, and I don't think they got near our line. Particularly huge amount. One of the most entertaining games we've ever seen in our lives. Yeah. We held the ball for large periods of time, at times, and in the first half we had over 60% possession, 60% territory. We didn't get the scoreboard ticking, and said they were incredibly well disciplined in the first half to not give us one penalty for anything outside a set piece. When the whole tackle area is something we'll look at. But listen, we didn't play to the standards we wanted to actually get the win. They did. Last week we had a brilliant win. This week we've had a really frustrating loss. It's unbelievably frustrating. I'm boiling. I know what I want to say, but I'm not going to say it.
Is it quite difficult to sort of expect those standards from your players and sort of to pick them up every week and those standards you want to reach?
The top players, top teams can do it every week, but there was no lack of effort or desire or anything like that, but we just didn't get the scoreboard ticking at all, and we didn't make the dents or hold on to the ball, and they turned a lot of ball over, and as I said, we didn't clear our lines twice in the second half. When it's a kick off to you give a penalty straight away and it's level, so you've worked really hard, you get 3 points, they do nothing, they get 3 points. But credit to them. I'm not. It's a great win for them. They'll be delighted. I look forward to seeing them and playing them later on in the season.
Is it quite frustrating to sort of sit there and when those decisions go against you, and it's sort of those mini breaks that you need in the game, is it, sort of thing?
Yeah, we didn't get a break or a bit of energy that you'd want, but that's, you work and you work hard, and you can take the controllables are what you're about, and that's just making sure that you can take factors that you don't control out of the game, and we didn't do that by the way we played tonight. So it's our fault, nobody else's.
Just simple as that, just all your fault and no others.
Oh, completely. You don't blame anyone but yourselves. You look at yourself, and we'll be unbelievably frustrated, incredibly disappointed by tonight, and we have to go and do something now. We'd given ourselves a really good opportunity by going away to Gloucester and doing something we hadn't done, and there was a great vibe, and there'll be a terrible vibe next week, and we'll have to go down and react against Bath.
But surely those players, when they had that big win at King's Home, they should really sort of come out tonight.
They did. It was difficult conditions. We tried to get our game going, and through Sale's obduracy and well organised defence and discipline, we couldn't get our game going, and we didn't take the external factors out of the equation.